Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from the Montour School District campus, where the 2024 WPIL softball playoffs get underway for the defending 5A champion Trinity Hillers and the Greater Latrobe Wildcats. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew, floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita on camera, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. The 5A playoffs feature a complete 16-team bracket. Trinity, the sixth seed, having shared the Section 4 title with Connellsville. Latrobe is the 11th seed off a third-place finish behind number 1 Armstrong and number 4 Penn Trafford. Trinity comes in 7-3 in its last 10. Latrobe just 4-6 over the past 10 outings. Today's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. We'll take a closer look at our first round matchup when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
We're probably 25 years into the left half and right half of the bracket. I still look at top and bottom, so we'll just deal with it that way. We do have one result in the, what's the right half, the two-seed half of the 5A softball bracket. That is number 10, Thomas Jefferson, eliminating number 7, South Fayette, 6-4 this afternoon. Trinity comes in winners of three of their last five, but four of the last six, but lost the last time out to Chartiers Valley, a team that just finished off an 14-4 win over Highlands. Yeah, that's in the 4A bracket, other score in the 4A bracket as well. Number 9, West Mifflin, eliminating Uniontown 10-1. That's the 8-9 matchup. Trinity, 4-2 in the last six, 10-3 last 13 ball games for Latrobe, 4-6 in the last 10, 3-2 in their last five, but losses to Ligonier Valley and Hempfield. Oh, by the way, not a lot of shame in that. Ligonier Valley in the 3A bracket, number 2 seed, and of course Hempfield in the 6A bracket is the number 1 seed. So when we watch stuff in the NCAA and the basketball tournaments, and they talk about out of conference games and stuff, your non conference schedule, who are you playing and what are you getting after? Well, Latrobe certainly got after it, finishing up with Ligonier Valley and Hempfield. These two have one common opponent. They have both played Connellsville. Latrobe played the Falcons early in the year, lost 5-4, part of a 3-game losing streak early in the season, that all in late March. Trinity played Connellsville in middle of April, back-to-back days, losing 11-10 and winning 4-1. 11-10, there's a handful of those kind of Trinity games this year. 10-9 loss to Peters Township, 11-10 setback against Connellsville. The 12-6 loss to Chartiers Valley that closed the regular season, 7-6. A wild game with Thomas Jefferson that we had for you here on the network. our umpires for the WPIL and the game manager, Lou Cerro, the athletic director here at Montour, meeting with coaches and captains. Jim Hobye, Jr. and Sr., along with Brian Ralston, will handle the arbitrating of the rules. Jim Hobye, Jr. will be at the plate, Sr. on the first base bag, and Brian Ralston will start on the third base bag. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for today's game and get things underway when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This bracket looks like this. Armstrong, the one seed, taking on Western Beaver. North Hills, number two, facing number 15, Mars. West Allegheny, 3-14 matchup with Fox Chapel. That winner gets our winner. The four seed is Penn Trafford against number 13, Bethel Park. Shaler, seeded fifth, playing number 12, Franklin Regional. Trinity, Greater Latrobe in the 6-11 matchup. South Fayette, the 7 seed, eliminated by number 10, Thomas Jefferson. And the 8-9 game has number 8, Connellsville, and number 9, Plum. Take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the Greater Latrobe Wildcats, right fielder number 2, Miley Williams, will lead off. She'll be followed by catcher Maddie Munchinski and the pitcher Kayla Williams. Corinne Wright will bat fourth and play third base, followed by designated player Maddie Balco and the shortstop Maya McHugh. Left fielder Sarah Blossy in the 7 spot, followed by first baseman Sammy Cronenwetter and the second baseman Macy McHugh. Center fielder is the flex player Sophie Zezzo. So again, for Latrobe, it's Miley Williams, Munchinski, and Kayla Williams on top. Wright, Balco, and Maya McHugh in the middle. Blossy, Cronenwetter, and Macy McHugh on the bottom. For the Trinity Hillers, center fielder Allie Krenzelak will lead off. She'll be followed by first baseman Finley Hahn and the shortstop Hannah Suhoski. Third baseman Remy Seitz in the 4 spot, followed by catcher Alexa Zawacki and the right fielder Emma Starr. Designated player Emily Hassan hits 7th, followed by second baseman Nina Christie and the pitcher Maddie Ray. The left fielder Riley Vienick is the flex player. Again, top down for Trinity, it's Krenzelak, Hahn, and Suhoski on top. Seitz, Zawacki, Starr in the middle. Hassan, Christie, and Ray on the bottom with Vienick, the flex player, out in left field. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Later in the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Pirates baseball coming your way tonight. Bucks a 4-5, 9-game homestand. They'll try to find their bats on the road, heading out for a 7-game road trip starting tonight in Milwaukee. We'll have that game for you on 1450 AM WJPA, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. First pitch, Trinity taking on Greater Latrobe, WPIL 5A playoffs, the 6-11 matchup, when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only selling fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Back in Montour, and our thanks to Lou Sarah and the crew here at Montour for their accommodations. We are right here in the home plate area, and we will be able to hear and see and all those fun things. You may hear something here in just a minute while floor director Jason Tennant gets us further hooked up for our home plate view that you may not want to hear a few things there, but we'll see how that all works out. Maddie Ray in the circle finishing her warm-up tosses. Alexa Zuwacki catching. Finley Haunt at first. Nina Christie at second. Remy Seitz at third. And Hannah Suhoski at short. Riley Vinick in left. Allie Krenzelak is the left fielder. And Emma Starr in right. Miley Williams set to step in. And first pitch is on its way. Misses outside to the left-handed hitter. We are underway. About 15 minutes behind schedule. 1-0 misses wide of the mark as well. Need a little more gnat sound there, and I'm not sure why I'm not getting that. Okay. Two balls and no strikes. Ball popped up foul. And unable to get there is catcher Zuwacki. Okay, I probably have plenty now, right? I do indeed. Thank you very much. Two balls and a strike after that little foul pop-up was not caught. Ray ready to go. The right-hander deals. Misses outside. That one right through the opposite batter's box. Great view from our center field camera. Three balls and a strike. Ray misses low and away, and a five-pitch walk to open the ball game to Miley Williams. Maddie Munchinski making her way to the batter's box now, right-handed hitter. Third baseman Seitz up in front of the bag, expecting bunt. No sign of it. Ball right through the legs of Seitz. A ripped base hit on the first pitch. Manchinski, nothing Seitz could do there. If that either hits you or it doesn't. First and second, and nobody out for Greater Latrobe. That'll bring up Kayla Williams now. Going to get a runner at first base. That's Macy Schultz running for the catcher. Schultz, the courtesy runner. Stepping in now is the pitcher Kayla Williams with two on and nobody out. Williams takes a fastball, belt high, outer half of the plate, called strike. Probably would have been easier if I was there and you were here for this camera work there, Mr. Floor Director, but we're good. 0-1 up and away. Good snare there by Zawacki. Ball led her right up out of her crouch and able to make the grab. Maddie Ray getting the start in the circle today for Sean Gray's Trinity Hillers. Williams takes a call. Strike ball is dropped by the catcher, and now the runner hung up between second and third, and now between first and second. We're going to get a rundown. Catcher to first to third, and everybody's going to get back safely. Hillers had two runners hung up, and they get nobody. So now 1-2 the count. Well, you just had outs available and don't get them. If you're a Trinity fan, you just hope that doesn't come back to haunt you. Here comes the 1-2. Williams takes high. That all started when Zawacki didn't cleanly catch the second strike. And the runner from second, Williams, wanders off. That drew Schultz to go with her. And then Williams stopped. Two balls, two strikes to Kayla Williams. Swing and a miss. Pitch up out of the zone. First out of the ball game. That'll bring up, get a good look at that. You can see that pitch up above the shoulders. A chase there by Williams for the first out. Runners still where they were. Corinne Wright stands in. Pitch misses down and in for a ball. Well, the Wildcats runners are just absolutely daring Zawacki to throw the ball. Particularly Miley Williams at second base. Huge run after the pitch. Fastball up and away, 2-0. Maddie Ray trying to find the measure here. So far, not been able to settle in. Two on, one out, top of the first inning. Ball pulled foul, wide of the third base bag. Freshman in the circle to start defense of your WPIL championship. A couple of freshmen starting. Nina Christie at second, also a freshman. Two balls, one strike, pitch to the plate. Pulled foul through the coach's box at third. And now the count even up at 2-2. Pitch got the strike, but that is not where Ray wanted to put that. Fortunately, got it in enough on the hands against Wright that she could only pull it foul. Ground ball pulled further foul. Count holds at 2-2. Five-pitch walk put Williams aboard. First pitch single for Maddie Manchinski. She gave way to a courtesy runner, Macy Schultz. Then Kayla Williams struck out after the Wildcats survived a double rundown. Pitch strike three, looking back, pick at first, not in time. Two outs here in the inning. Get a look at that pitch. That one, I got a side with Corinne Wright. That looked to be off the edge, but it is called a strike. Two outs. Maddie Balka, the designated player, standing in now. Works even with home plate. First pitch breaks across the heart of the zone for a called strike. Nice movement on that. Belt high, curveball, slides across. Looked like Balko quit on it, and then it just did the little slide thing. 0-1, beating the ground into the third baseman. Seitz gloves, throws across the diamond, and the Hillers get out of early trouble. No runs a hit, two left on. We've played half an inning. Latrobe nothing, Trinity coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Kayla Williams in the circle, loosening up with Maddie Munchinski behind the plate. Sammy Cronenwetter at first, Macy McHugh at second, Maya McHugh at short, and Corinne Wright at third base. Sarah Blossy, the left fielder, Sophie Zezzo in center, and Miley Williams, the right fielder. Krenzlak, Hahn, and Sahosky scheduled to bat up for the Trinity Hillers here in the bottom of the first. Two on, nobody out for Latrobe to start the inning, and those two batters finished somewhat fortunately for them. They finished right where they were. That Hillers didn't get maybe both of them out on that double rundown, ended up getting nobody. Right-hander Williams winds and deals, first pitch hit on the ground, two hopper to short. Maya McHugh's throw across, one pitch, one out. Allie Krenzlak hit that ball solidly, but right at the shortstop. Good fastball from Kayla Williams. One out here in the bottom of the first. First baseman Finley Hahn coming to the plate now. Senior right-hander brings the first pitch. Misses low and away for a ball. Hahn high knees and worked up against the plate there tight. Back foot probably two, now 1 inch off the stripe on the inside part of the batter's box. 1-0, and that hits her in the box. Oh, free base for Trinity now. And Hahn going to a little bit of a walk out beyond the first base bag. Hit her in the left calf. She's shaking that, maybe the ankle, shaking that out a little bit. Hannah Suhoski coming to the plate. And a dangerous hitter for the Trinity Hillers. Junior shortstop, left-handed bat, runner at first, pitch fastball low and away, ball one. Oh, the ever-present chanting from the dugouts. That's one of the things I love about this game. 1-0, misses low and away. Williams pitching carefully, at least early on, to Suhoski. By the way, this is the only game for Washington Greene County teams today. There's like 28 tomorrow. Now, I think the official count is 17. But nonetheless, fastball up and away, ball three to Suhoski. For some reason, the WPIL scheduled all 1A, 2A, 3A baseball and softball all tomorrow. We will deal with it. 3-0 to the plate. Misses outside a four-pitch walk. It's two free bases to the Hillers. A two on and one out in the bottom of the first to third baseman Remy Seitz coming up.
Third base, number 13, Remy Seitz.
warning to the Trinity dugout to not bang on the plastic piping that's at the top of the fence, the protective plastic. First pitch fouled off by Remy Seitz, right-handed hitting Trinity third baseman. Yeah, the walk to Suhoski, that had the look of pitching very carefully to a dangerous hitter. Williams ready to go, so is Seitz. 2-1, one out. Pitch in the turf. 1-1 to count. Surface redone here at Montour. Turf infield, grass outfield. Here comes the 1-1. That pitch hits inside, and that hits Seitz on the left leg. Second hit batter of the inning. About 100 years ago, when I played a game on this field, the football field overlooked the baseball field. In fact, the back of the press box was the center field fence. It was an odd configuration. Center field was no deeper than right field corner or left field corner. It was kind of a straight across. The gaps were a little deeper, but since then, the softball field has been built up on the hill. And actually, if you're standing on the warning track in straightaway center here on the softball field, you look down onto the football field here at Montour. Bases are loaded and one out to Alexis Zawacki. After the first pitch ground out to short, hit batter, walk, hit batter. Zawacki, the Trinity catcher, takes a called strike. Good fastball from Kayla Williams. Zawacki, a sophomore, has nearly a handful of home runs on the year, named all section. Breaking ball misses low, 1-1 the count. Tell you what, if we could capture this weather and keep it all week long, we might be able to sell that to the WPIL. Because the forecast does not look great for the next couple anyway, but you know, that's one thing you can't change. Today, an absolutely perfect day. A ball and a strike to Zawacki. Misses outside. A little step in the bucket there by Zawacki. I don't know if you have that pitch again from the look there. Watch as that pitch comes in. Nope. Okay. Yeah. She starts a little bit of an open stance, but then when that pitch was coming, she stepped down that line and does so again. Opens up. One thing, because she crowds the plate, that opening up allows her to cover an inside pitch. It also pulls you off something that may be on the outer edge or just off. But the count now 3-1 to Zawacki. Williams deals. Zawacki taps it out in front of the plate. Catcher's going to pick it up and step on home for the second out. Pillars needed that ball to go 4 or 5 feet further. Retired at home is Finley Hahn on the catcher unassisted. Other runners advance. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. And it looks like Samantha Bruno checks into the game. Emma Starr comes to the plate now. The fielder's choice retires the lead runner. The other two advance 60 feet. Zawacki on at first without a throw from the catcher, Munchinski. And now two outs in the inning, and Emma Starr stands in. Pitches low for a ball. Latrobe got the first two batters aboard in the top of the inning, but nobody moved. Trinity loaded the bases with one out, but that tapper out in front has two outs now. 1-0, beat off the plate, comes right into our living room. Count even up at 1-1. Only two balls put in play for Trinity. The first pitch grounder off the bat of Krenzlak to short, and the tapper hit by Zawacki 6 feet out in front of home plate. Ball like Rowdy Telez has hit a lot this year. Pitch misses low for a ball, 2-1. I'm going to change his name from Rowdy to Tapper. Pirate first baseman Tapper Telez. Either taps it to the pitcher or the second baseman. Okay. 2-1 to Emma Starr. Williams winds and deals. Pitch hit hard but foul over the first base dugout. And now the count even up at 2-2. We anticipate during the game to have a number of scores of other contests. Some in this bracket, but some in the 4A bracket as well. 2-2, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. The Hillers load the bases with one out and do not score. Three left on base. We've played one inning. Latrobe and Trinity scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Three scores in the 4A bracket, including the game that finished up right ahead of us, Chartiers Valley over Highlands, 14-4 in 6. Number 9, West Mifflin, a win over number 8, Uniontown, 10-1. And the 5-seed Montour over McKeesport, 16-8. We go to the second. Maya McHugh, the shortstop, leads off, swings and misses at the first pitch from Kayla Williams. And just like that, activity in the bullpen for Latrobe. And I'm wondering if, and it's the starter, Kayla Williams, and I'm just wondering if she didn't feel like she was ready to go and threw a lot of pitches in that frame, but fortunate to get that tapper and then the strikeout to end the inning. No balls and two strikes, the count to Maya McHugh. Pitch misses just high for a ball. That's our Brett Gambita manned camera shot right there from just beyond the third base bag. 1-2 in the turf, evens the count 2-2. That view there traditionally has been where we've worked since they started hosting playoff games. Our vantage point has usually been in that little inset area at the third base. Ground ball to third. Seitz gets a nice hop, throws across the diamond, one out. Get a look at that ball. Tapped on the two hopper. Seitz handles it in the midsection, able to throw it right across. One nice thing about the turf, you almost always get a clean hop. Sometimes if it's wet, you might get that little skid hop, but not the case there. Sarah Blossy, the left fielder, stands in with one out, nobody on. First pitch is a called strike. Trinity, the defending champion, 6th seed in this year's bracket. Very young Hiller squad. Reach out, tap one foul, high and out of play. No balls and two strikes against Blossy. These two teams met a year ago on Trinity's way to the championship. Hillers with a run rule victory against Latrobe in the quarterfinals after surviving Penn Trafford in the opening round. Ball popped up, foul straight back over a broadcast vantage point and out of play. Glossy back in. She's in an 0-2 hole. Maddie Ray winds and deals. Out over the plate, fouled off. Count holds at 0-2. One of those games tomorrow, 3A, 8-9 matchup. That should be a dandy. McGuffey and York, they'll play at Norwin. We'll have that game on WJPA AM 1450 and online at WJPA.com. That game will be audio only. And that is because of the 16 other games on tomorrow's docket involving Washington Green County teams. Two hopper to short. Suhoski gloves and throws to get the second out. That's three straight left side of the infield ground balls hit by Latrobe. Sammy Cronenwetter, the first baseman, comes to the plate now. Two outs here in the Latrobe second inning. We play seven innings by regulation, extended by tie score after an even number at bats at seven. Of course, shortened to three or four innings by a 15-run margin. Shortened to five or six innings by a 10-run bulge. First pitch misses high to first baseman Cronenwetter. Works even with the plate and in the middle of the batter's box. Takes that pitch for a called strike. Power hitter for the Wildcats. Just looking for something to extend the hands on. The 1-1 slap foul off the screen of the first base dugout occupied by the Trinity Hillers. Trinity 7-3 atop Section 4 along with Connellsville. Those two split their regular season schedule in the middle of April. Followed by Thomas Jefferson and Bethel Park. TJ's already moved on to the second round. Pitch missing high and tight for ball two. Latrobe finished third, three games back of top-seeded Armstrong. Penn Trafford in second place, a game back of the Riverhawks. Fastball from Ray up and out of the zone to fill the count. And Franklin Regional claiming the fourth playoff spot out of 5A Section 2. Only 5A final score we have so far. Number 10, TJ, a winner over South Fayette. Roller to second, flip to first to end the inning. Can you save that replay? Wow, that was extremely close to catcher interference. It looked right off the bat that Cronenwetter's bat got stopped, but couldn't see on that replay whether that was the case or not. But Latrobe retired in order in the second. We played 1.5. Latrobe and Trinity scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Trinity's Emily Hassan coming to the plate to lead off the inning. When we get a second here, we're going to take another peek back at that inning-ending tap out to second. First pitch to Hassan, misses low for a ball. Get a look at this swing. Okay, out in front, no CI there. 1-0 pitch, comebacker to the circle. Williams handles it and throws to Cronenwetter for the first out. Trinity with one hard hit ball today. That's the first one. The ground ball by Krenzelak. Latrobe with a couple of those and the game's only base hit. Second baseman freshman Nina Christie stands in. Her first playoff at bat. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Opportunity to look in right over the left shoulder of home plate umpire Jim Hobie Jr. Williams gets the sign. And the senior right-hander winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Christie chasing the pitch in the turf. Coming up empty. Bottom of the second inning. A lot of base runners in the first. So far, no base runners for either team here in the second. Williams winds and deals the 0-2. Strike three, looking. Ran that right down the edge of the plate. That'll bring up the pitcher, Maddie Ray. For Trinity, since loading the bases with one out, Tapper out in front of home plate, strikeout, comebacker to the circle, and a strikeout. Two out, nobody on, bottom of the second. Ray works deep in the batter's box. First pitch misses outside. Winner of this game will play the 3-14 winner. And that is West Allegheny and Fox Chapel. Those two play tonight. 1-0, stepping down the third baseline and fouling that pitch off is Maddie Ray. Just ticked out with the end of the bat. And in that outside pitch, tough to carry and cover when you right-handed batter and you step down the third baseline. Ball and a strike to the nine-hitter, Maddie Ray. Kayla Williams deals, swing and a miss. That time, Ray couldn't reach the pitch that was out off the edge. And again, that stepping to open the stance. Starts slightly open, but then steps toward the third baseline. A ball and two strikes. Ray takes low and away. That's at least three of the Trinity batters that we've seen. And again, our vantage point is right behind the catcher's box. And three of the their right-handed batters open up. We got two balls and two strikes, two out, nobody on. Pitch to Ray, swing and a miss. Pitch off the zone. Three strikeouts in the last four batters. Hillers, like Latrobe, retired in order in the second. We've played two. Latrobe and Trinity scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Join the Washington County Bar Association and keep our republic on Tuesday, May 14th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for a vital community conversation on trust in our elections. This free nonpartisan event will take place at the Hilton Garden Inn in South Point. Hear former Governor Tom Corbett, retired federal judge Tim Lewis, and your Washington County commissioners speak on election integrity. To register, email events@keepourrepublic.org. Don't miss out on this important discussion.
Batters 9, 1, and 2 due up for Latrobe. No runs, a hit. Two runners left on. Trinity, no runs, no hits. Three runners left on base. First pitch to the 9-hitter, Macy McHugh, misses up and away for ball 1. Maddie Ray deals, misses high and away for ball two from the freshman. First two batters reach for Latrobe in the first, but were stranded at first and second. Ball stroked down the left field line, but well foul. Stayed in the enclosed playing surface, but no chance for Riley Venick, fast as she may be. No chance to go get that. Two balls and a strike. Pitch almost came to the backstop over the head of home plate umpire Jim Hobie Jr. 3-1 to the nine hitter. Ray, the right-hander, gets the sign. Marks the windup. 3-1 tap foul into the third base coach's box. Count full at 3-2. Comes the payoff pitch, popped up behind the third base dugout. Holds at 3-2. The other day we worked at Youth Town Field in Clinton. For most of the game, we were on the final glide path into Pittsburgh International. 3-2, strike three looking. A little drop ball there, and got the strikeout call. Third strikeout of the game for Maddie Ray. Back to the top of the order now, and Miley Williams, who walked on five pitches. Let's go, Miley. Latrobe batters clearly tried to work on deck circle the opposite behind their hitters, but home plate umpire Jim Hobie Jr. said, no, you stay over there in front of your dugout. First pitch to Williams, misses high. Now, I will tell you, the on-deck circles are close. And, I mean, Maddie Manchinski is right in the line of fire. And coach is telling her, do not stand flush facing the home plate. Ball popped to left. Venick a little trouble with it, but gets it red in the glove for the second out. Two outs in the inning. And what the third base coach was telling the on-deck hitter, you don't want to face square to the plate and have a foul ball come and catch you flush square in the chest. And so stand so that your side is to the plate and you're a little safer there. You don't get the same read with the pitcher that you would the other way. But Manchinski, who had the rocket shot single, now grounds to third to Hopper. To her left, Seitz snares it, throws on, and Latrobe retired in order. That's nine straight outs since the Manchinski base hit in the first. We played 2.5. Your score, Latrobe and Trinity 0-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Trinity and Latrobe go to the bottom of the third scoreless. The winner of this game will play the West Allegheny Fox Chapel game. Those two play tonight at North Allegheny, 7 o'clock start. Armstrong and Western Beaver, they started at 5:30 at North Allegheny. That winner will play the Connellsville Plum winner. That game scheduled for Gateway at 4, though I believe that was a little delayed. That's the 8-9 matchup. Number 10, Thomas Jefferson, knocked off number 7, South Fayette, 6-4 this afternoon. TJ awaits the North Hills Mars winner. Those two played at NA at 3 o'clock. No final score there yet. Bottom of the third, top of the Trinity batting order, Allie Krenzlack leads off. A sharp grounder to short her first time up. First pitch, called strike on the outside edge of the plate to the left-handed hitting Trinity center fielder. Hillers have not had a base hit. Two-hit batters and a walk all bunched up in the first. Pitch misses outside, goes through the opposite batter's box for the left-handed hitter. 1-1 the count. Finley Hahn waits on deck. Both teams had opportunities in the first. Latrobe, 2-1, nobody out. Trinity, bases loaded, one out. Ball lifted, foul, and out of play. And hits on top of the batting cage. And that's why you have netting all around the batting cage. Keep balls in that are supposed to be in. Keep balls out that are supposed to be out. 1-2 the count on Krenzlack. Kayla Williams, after that first, spent some time in the bullpen trying to get a little looser, and she's done a nice job, has retired 4 in a row and make it 5 outs in a row with that tapper, 3 strikeouts and a comebacker. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Trinity's leadoff hitter Allie Krenzlack. Here comes the 2-2 to the plate. That's outside, ball 3. That ball in the other batter's box, not even a river pitch. Some would call that non-competitive, but we've seen 2 strikeouts on pitches like that already today. That's pretty competitive. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The senior right-hander deals, misses outside for ball 4. Krenzlack confident on that. She turned and headed to first. Second walk of the game, 4th free pass allowed. And now Finley Hahn stands in. Was hit in the left leg early in her at-bat and eventually retired on that tapper out in front of the plate. On the bases loaded, force out at home. We got a timing violation here on the pitcher. 1 ball the call, a timing violation. One ball, no strikes, pitch to Hahn. Misses low, ball 2. You don't see that often in high school ball, but interestingly enough, that's the second one since we've been here today. One in the first game as well. That had to do with a conference in the circle. 2-0, Hahn pops it up by second base. The shortstop McHugh, that's Maya McHugh, makes the catch with Macy McHugh backing her up. Ball just to the second base bag. Now Hannah Suhoski to bat. Did not have a pitch to swing at her first at bat. Will she hear? With a runner at first and 1 out. Swings and fouls the pitch off the backstop screen. It lands right in front of us. Krenzlack was running on the delivery. In an interesting situation here for Latrobe. You know, if the Hillers are going to try to take the base, you have to have a pitch that the catcher Munchinski can handle. 0-1, swing and a miss. Late break, throw to second is weak and gets into center field. Got by Macy McHugh. Stolen base for Krenzlack. But now Suhoski in an 0-2 hole, swinging there to protect the runner. Being the left-handed batter, already set up protection by just being there. But then the swing, keeping Munchinski from coming up out of the chute quickly. Comes the 0-2. Suhoski slaps it foul. Everything has been away from Williams to the left-handed hitting Trinity shortstop. The four pitches in the first at-bat were all away. The three pitches so far, and all of them swung at by Suhoski. Got a piece of that one to stay alive. Another 0-2 way outside. Lead-off walk, a pop out to second. And a stolen base for Krenzlak. She's second base right now with one down. Outfield deep all the way around to Trinity's three-hitter, Hannah Suhoski. Comes the 1-2, fouled off. That pitch was well off the plate, but Suhoski had started. Got a piece of it right off the end of the bat. The count holds at 1-2. Suhoski ready if Williams makes a mistake on location. Lele Trobe Sr. winds and deals another 1-2, and again, a ball well off the plate. Fouled off. Count holds at 1-2. That's three two-strike foul balls by Suhoski, plus the ball. That's six straight pitches, none of which have been over the plate. But she is up there getting her hacks. One ball, two strikes. Suhoski takes that one. That one almost outside the other batter's box. Munchinski sliding out to catch that one, moving away. 2-2 now. Remy Seitz waits on deck. Hillers do not have a hit. Batting here in the bottom of the third in a scoreless game. Ball popped up to the shortstop. McHugh makes the grab. Good pitch there from Kayla Williams. Brought that in. Everything's been away, and she got Suhoski to crowd the plate a little bit and then brought it in on her hands and got that soft pop-up to short batter third baseman Remy Seitz. Two outs in the inning. First pitch misses low and away. Runner on the move. Slide into third. Not in time on the tag. Stolen base for Krenzlak. One ball, no strikes. And now the pressure on Munchinski. If anything is not caught clean, you got to get after it. Little flare over toward the second baseman, ranging back, making the grab is Macy McHugh to end the inning. The Hillers get a leadoff walk, but three middle infield pop-outs end the frame. No runs and one runner left on base. We've played three complete. Latrobe and Trinity scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Go to the fourth. Nine straight Latrobe batters retired by Trinity defensively. Hillers have had just one base runner safely reach since loading the bases with one out. Ball popped up in shallow left field. Vienick comes on, can't make the catch. and smacks the ball all the way back to the infield. It looks like a ball that Hannah Suhoski, if somebody's going to catch it, it's going to have to be her, but she does not get there, and then Vinick knocks it back to the infield. Base hit for Kayla Williams. Get a courtesy runner for the pitcher. Gabby Cunningham will run. Second hit of the game for Latrobe. Lead off single here. Well, you don't often ask your four hitter to sacrifice, but as tight as this game is, I gotta tell you, I'll be surprised if we don't see that here, but we do not. First pitch misses high for a ball. Latrobe first, started walk, single. The next nine batters retired. Three of them by strikeout. Five by ground out. Ball was bunted up the third base side. Sights has it go into foul territory and then snares it. Count even up at 1-1. A little surprise bunt. And as you see, Sights straddling the line, but it's not where she is. It's where the ball is when she touched it. 1-1 the count to Corinne Wright. Checks off, takes a pitch for a called strike. Wright called out on strikes on an outside edge pitch her first time up. Maddie Ray winds and deals the 1-2. Ground ball foul through the third base coach's box. A little too hot there maybe for Dana Munchinski. I'm not feeling that without a glove. Count holds at 1-2. Latrobe with a leadoff base runner. Bloop base hit the left for pitcher Williams. Strike three called. Letter high. And for the second time, Wright could not pull the trigger and looks a little befuddled by the call. Third looking strikeout of the game for Maddie Ray. One out here in the fourth. DP Maddie Balco comes to the plate now. First pitch to Balco, fouled off in the turf. That one rattled Zawacki a little bit. Sit on it. Oh, everybody back. Gabby Cunningham, the courtesy runner, back to first. Balco grounded out to third, ending the threat in the first inning for the Wildcats. Ray's 0-1, hit in the air, hit well to left. Riley Vinick getting turned around, back, finds the fence, but the ball's over top of her and out of here for a two-run home run. Balco got that one up in the air and drills it out of here. And ball just barely over the fence. The two-run shot. You see Vinick got spun around there and reaches up. Boy, she just runs out of room. Never did go and find the fence. Was reaching with the right hand. I don't know if she gets to the fence right away, if she has a play or not, but that ball just over the fence. The two-run home run. Third hit of the game for Latrobe. That'll bring up Maya McHugh. Ground ball to third. Sights knocks it down. Doesn't field it cleanly. Throw to first. Not in time. E5. And now if you're Sean Gray and the Trinity Hillers, what you don't want is to what has happened at times this year where a door gets open. First the home run, now the error. There have been times where Hillers have given up a bunch. Grounder to the third. Sights throws to second for one. Throw to first, not in time, trying to get the double play. Two outs in the inning now. Sarah Blossy safe on the fielder's choice. Force out at second. Well, good for Sights to have that next play come right to her after the error. That makes a solid play to get the force out at second. First pitch to Cronin-Wetter. Misses high for a ball. Runs on the board for the first time this afternoon.
A two-run home run for Balco. Ball into left center field, long run, and it'll get down. Krenzlak couldn't track it down. Rounding third, coming home is McHugh. The ball back to the infield on the RBI double for Cronenwetter. Three runs across in the inning. That run will be unearned because the inning should be over. But it is not because of the error at third. 3-0 Latrobe in front. That'll bring up Macy McHugh, the nine hitter. Ball popped up, shallow left center field. Going over, making the catch. This time is Vinick to retire the side. But not before the Wildcats come up with three runs on three hits, a Trinity error, and one left on. We've played 3.5. It's now Latrobe 3, Trinity nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You know, oftentimes you hear in a year later rematches when the team that lost last year wins this year, you hear about avenges the loss. You don't really. You just, they won last year, you won this year, et cetera. Like, it doesn't change. It doesn't avenge anything that happened a year ago. The Hillers hope that's not anything to worry about today anyway, but with not much solid contact, the Hillers find themselves down three, almost halfway through the ball game. Bottom of the fourth, Alexa Zawacki stands in for her second at bat. Zawacki fouls the ball off straight back. That hit the upright backstop pipe solidly. That ball might have a nice flat spot on it. Zawacki, with the bases loaded in the first, hit a little tapper that went about 6 feet up the line and was retired by the catcher on a force out at home. 0-1. Zawacki takes away for a ball. She is one of those hitters that steps, we used to call it steps in the bucket, but steps down the third base line. The right-handed hitter crowds the plate with the back foot up against the inside line. 1-1, that misses outside, 2-1. Latrobe fourth, bloop single, a strikeout, two-run home run, E5, force out at second, and an RBI double to plate the three runs. Two balls and a strike, Zawacki's foul tips that back into the glove of Munchinski. And now the count even up at 2-2. Hillers do not have a base hit. Their base runners have been gifts. Two walks, two hit batters. 3 pop-ups, 2 ground outs, and 3 strikeouts so far. Grounder up the middle, past the pitcher, cut off by the shortstop McHugh. Throw to first in time for the out. See if pitcher Williams touched this. The ground ball right back up the middle. Yeah, we'll go 6-3 straight up there. Ball well hit, but not well enough to get out of the infield. Emma Starr to bat with one out. Starr struck out with the bases loaded to end the Trinity first. Bunt shown. Ball up the third baseline. And they're going to rule that that hit her in the batter's box. And so just a strike. There's that triangle, the front of the batter's box, where you're in fair territory, but if the batted ball hits you, you're protected. Strike called, breaking ball running away from Starr, and she's now in an 0-2 hole. Latrobe leading Trinity 3-0. Hiller's batting in the home half of the fourth. There's the 0-2 way outside. I've been impressed with the work of pitcher Kayla Williams and catcher Maddie Munchinski. Other than foul balls, nothing has gotten past the Latrobe catcher. The senior right-hander twirls the ball in the mitt, deals. Fastball misses just low. Two balls and two strikes. Mentioned the other day at Youthtown, we were on the glide pattern for much of the day coming in. And then we became on the takeoff direction. This time we're on the glide pattern, and I don't think it's going to change. Pitch comes inside and hits Emma Starr. Mistake there for Kayla Williams. She had Starr in an 0-2 hole. That third hit batter of the game. Now Emily Hassan to bat as the Hillers make their way to the bottom part of the order. Hassan, Christie, and Ray all 0 for 1. So a combined 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts. Pitch in for a called strike to Hassan. Three nothing Latrobe leading. The 11-seeded Wildcats are the visiting team. So Trinity gets last at bats. Bunt shown, pushed up the first baseline, foul, and now she's in an 0-2 hole. Sean Gray asking seven hitter to put down a bunt and pass the bat on to the freshman eight hitter Nina Christie, but the bunt likely out of play now. Williams 0-2, misses outside, runner on the move. Throw again is soft and not nearly in time, and then not caught by the shortstop, Maya McHugh, cutting across. Third stolen base of the game for Trinity. A ball and two strikes on Hassan. Oh, home plate umpire says 2-2. Okay. Hassan lifts it foul up on the bank behind us, and that one's going to sit up there. The junior high members of the Montour softball team going to go climb the mountain. I'm telling you what, I have 1-2, but home plate umpire said 2-2, so we'll go with that. Scoreboard operator and I are in like-mindedness. Ground ball, shortstop, Maya McHugh gloves and throws Hassan out on the play. Starr to third, two down. Again, a couple of balls solidly hit, but Maya McHugh equal to the task. And that'll bring up second baseman Nina Christie. Second time through the batting order, Christie was called out on strikes her first time up. Takes a fastball away. One ball, no strikes. Runner at third and two out. Pitch strike called on Nina Christie. Count even up at 1-1. Met Nita's dad today on the must-have jumbo coffee stop on the way here. Ball ripped. Going to get down in left field. RBI single for the freshman. The Hillers are on the board. Nina Christie drives in Emma Starr. And one of the free passes is cashed in finally. Going to bring up the nine-hitter pitcher, Maddie Ray, with two outs. Ray struck out swinging to end her first at bat and second time now. Home plate umpire Jim Hobie Jr. goes to the Trinity dugout and says, you can't bang on things in there. First pitch to Ray. Curveball misses low. Ray, another one of those step-in-the-bucket right-handed batters for Trinity. She crowds the plate now. Comes the 1-0. Misses low. 2-0. Christie at first, two outs. Hillers with a run on the board, trailing 3-1 at the moment. Two balls, no strikes to the nine hitter, Maddie Ray. Ray beats it in the ground. Shortstop will flip the second. They're going to get the out there. A play just ahead of Nina Christie. If not for the opportunity there, the Wildcats don't get an out. But the inning comes to an end. Trinity gets a run on one hit, one left on. We played four. Latrobe 3, Trinity 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Through four innings, totals, Latrobe, 3 runs, 4 hits, error-free ball, stranded 3 base runners. Trinity, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error, and 5 runners left on base. Both teams in the exact same spot as we go to the fifth. Top of the batting order, Miley Williams will lead off. Mentioned 17 Washington Green County teams in action tomorrow. 4 teams that will not be all have first-round byes. In softball, Bentworth, Chartiers, Houston, Carmichael's. Off-speed pitch misses outside for a ball. And Fort Cherry baseball. Fort Cherry, the 3 seed in the 1A bracket. In softball, Bentworth seated 2nd in 2A. Pitch just outside, ball 2 to the leadoff hitter, Miley Williams. Carmichael's number 2 in 1A, Chartiers Houston number 3 in that 1A bracket. 1 win apiece, and they'll meet in the semifinals. 2-0, right back up the middle. Ball actually hits off the second base bag. Solid base hit for Miley Williams. 5 hits in the game now for Latrobe. This is the third time in 5 innings that Latrobe has gotten the leadoff batter aboard, Maddie Munchinski, to bat now. Thought she might be bunting her first time up, but smashed a ball right through the legs of the drawn-in third baseman, Remy Seitz. Now a late show of bunt, but takes the pitch outside for a ball. Bunt shown, pitch knocked down but not caught. Zawacki can't handle the wild pitch. 2 balls and no strikes, the count to Munchinski and a runner to second. We have not seen much of that from either team today. A lot happening there with the out in front of the catcher. Pitch running into the batter. Batter showing bunt. Runner on the move. This time ball bunted up the third baseline. Foul. And the Hillers bringing the third baseman in on the bunt show. Suhoski, the shortstop, coming to cover up at third. But if that ball's in fair territory, there's not a chance to get that lead runner. 2-1. Bunt shown, pulled back, and a pitch taken low for ball 3. Come on, come on, come on. First inning for Latrobe, it was a walk and a single that had two on with nobody out. Now the single came first here. What happens to Munchinski? Bunts it up the first baseline. The sacrifice complete. Hahn throws to Christie covering. Williams goes to third with one out. First sacrifice bunt of the game for either team. And now Kayla Williams. Single to open the three-run fourth inning for the Wildcats. She hit that bloop fly ball that dropped in between Venick and Suhoski. Williams takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Third baseman sights two steps in front of the bag. Williams lines one off the glove of the second baseman, Christie, out into right center field. Digging for second is Williams. The throw is high and not in time. RBI single for Kayla Williams. That line shot just out of the reach of Christie's center of the glove. Courtesy runner Gabby Cunningham coming on once again for Williams. They ruled that a double. And it's 4-1 Latrobe. The difference in this ball game, the Wildcats' solid contact and Hiller's lack thereof. Pitch to the plate, misses down and in to Corinne Wright. Wright is struck out looking twice. Trinity got a two-out base hit to get on the board in the bottom of the fourth, but give it back here pretty quickly here in the top of the fifth. 1-0 in for a called strike against Wright. It's been a couple of thigh-high or waist-high pitches, look to be maybe off the edge, that have Wright down on strikes twice. Takes that pitch high for ball two. 2-1. 3A 8-9 matchup coming your way on WJPA. We are audio only tomorrow. Ground ball foul wide of third. Evens the count at 2-2. McGuffey to take on York. That game at Norwin with a scheduled 5 o'clock start. It is the second game of two at Norwin. Two balls, two strikes. Wright pulls another pitch foul and down into that cavernous left field corner. Again, all turf infield here at Montour, but all grass, natural grass outfield. There's another 2-2. Ball popped up. Left fielder Venick calling it from the get-go. Makes the catch. Two outs in the inning now. And that brings up Maddie Balco. Hit the high fly home run to left. That opened the scoring. Balco, 1-for-2. Her blast gave Latrobe a 2-0 lead. Takes the first pitch in the dirt. Dug out nicely by catcher Zawacki. One ball, no strikes. Cunningham, the courtesy runner at second, after the RBI double by Williams restored the three-run lead. Tapper to third, sights, little trouble gloving it, but gets it, throws to first, and that will end the inning. But the Wildcats get the run back and restore the three-run lead, scoring one run on two hits, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Latrobe 4, Trinity 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want. at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Join the Washington County Bar Association and Keep Our Republic for Trust in Our Elections, a community conversation. This free nonpartisan event is on May 14th from 7 till 8:30 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in South Point. Hear from notable speakers like former Governor Tom Corbett, retired federal judge Tim Lewis, and Washington County commissioners. Speakers will offer insights on the administration of our elections and how to address potential threats to the process. To register, email events@keepourrepublic.org.
Go to the bottom of the fifth. Trinity down three again. Leading an off, top of the order, Allie Krenzlak. Hiller's just one hit, and that from the eighth spot in the batting order, freshman Nina Christie with an RBI single in the fourth. Krenzlak 0 for 1 plus a walk. Hillers have had plenty of base runners, but unable to cash in anything other than that single marker in the fourth inning. Hit batter, walk, hit batter in the first. Nobody across. Lead off walk to Krenzlak in the third. Unable to score. Now Krenzlak leading off the fifth. Swing and a miss. Pitch off the edge. And she's now in a 1-2 hole. Kayla Williams has not made a mistake. Want to work the top of this Trinity lineup almost entirely away. Fastball in the other batter's box to even the count at 2-2. A couple of more scores in the 5A softball bracket. Number 8, Connellsville, who beat both of these teams. A 9-4 winner over number 9, Plum. Here comes Williams' 2-2 pitch. Tapper by Krenzlak, foul. And number 2, North Hills, edges past number 15, Mars, 9-8. So it'll be number 2, North Hills, number 10, Thomas Jefferson, Wednesday in the quarterfinals. Connellsville awaits the Armstrong Western Beaver winner. Two balls, two strikes. Senior Kayla Williams deals to the plate. Krenzlak just reaches out and smacks one foul. And again, that ball might have, look like Jim Hobye Jr. won to look at that one. That went off the screen and maybe the gate first base side. But ball back to the pitcher, Williams. Here we go again. Two balls, two strikes. Krenzlak takes that away for ball three. Count full. Couple of at-bats. Now, this has been where Kayla Williams has come back inside after constantly away, away, away. And then one of those at-bats got Suhoski to pop up on an inside pitch. Comes the 3-2 delivery. Same MO right there. Brought that inside. And it's fouled off by Krenzlak. Out of play. Trinity Latrobe winner will play the West Allegheny Fox Chapel winner Wednesday in semifinal action. A couple of other things already on the Wednesday docket. 3-2, lined at the shortstop. McHugh makes the catch, one out. We'll bring up first baseman Finley Hahn. Those things already on the Wednesday schedule. 6A softball quarterfinals. Number 6, Cannon McMillan. Number 3, North Allegheny. 4A baseball first round. Thomas Jefferson and number 15, Ringgold. And number 12, Trinity in action in the 5A bracket, taking on number 5, Plum. That game Wednesday night at Gateway, 7 o'clock start. First pitch to Hahn is a ball. One out here in the Trinity fifth, down to 3 spot. Williams finally ready. Ball lifted foul and out of play on the bank up behind the first base dugout. Ball plugged up there a little bit. Ground is soft with all of the rain that we've had. One ball, one strike. Hahn 0 for 1, also hit by a pitch. Fastball away. Finley Hahn was Trinity's first base runner. Hillers loaded the bases in the first with a walk and a couple of hit batters, but unable to cash in. Two balls and a strike to Finley Hahn. Trying to find solid contact and something across the station. Tapper, pitcher Williams down, fields it, throws to first, two out. Hahn just got that at the very edge end of the bat, taps it back to the circle, and easy play there for Williams. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth, and Hannah Suhoski will bat with nobody on. This is exactly the way Latrobe wants to face Hannah Suhoski. First pitch outside, swing and a miss. Six or seven straight pitches her last time up all away. And then one busting in on the hands led to a soft pop up the short. First pitch away, Williams deals. Ball pulled right side past the second baseman, Macy McHugh, and into right field. Trinity's second hit of the game. That roller just getting by the diving attempt. And that'll bring up Remy Seitz. Seitz 0 for 1. And hit by a pitch. Popped out in her other at-bat. Nice running play by Macy McHugh in the third. If McHugh doesn't make that play, would have brought a run. Seitz swings and misses at a pitch that was never over the plate. And ball running away from her wide. Suhoski on at first. Williams 0-1 to Seitz, way outside. That's as close to a ball going to the backstop as we've seen today for Latrobe. Munchinski coming up to catch that high and away fastball. Two out, one ball, one strike. Pitch to Seitz, misses low. Now 2-1. Seitz takes low for ball three. Waiting on deck. Open with a chance to bat here in the fifth is Alexis Zawacki. Trinity has gotten four free bases today. Only one of them has been cashed in. Pitch way inside and actually hits Seitz, and she's going to hobble down to first. Let me correct something. That is the sixth free base. Fourth hit batter of the game. A couple of walks. Four hit batters. And one of those runners has scored so far. Tying run in the batter's box now for Trinity. Down 4-1. All of this happening after two outs. Alexis Zawacki. Grounder to short, to tapper earlier in the game. Has four home runs on the year. Zawacki takes a pitch low and away for ball one. Outfield deep all the way around. Third baseman Corinne Wright is behind the bag, now up even with the line. Two on, two out. Pitch misses outside to Zawacki. Just a sophomore. Big situation here for the defending WPIL champions. Down three. here in the bottom of the fifth. Two balls, no strikes. Williams pitched the plate. Grounded to second. Throws to first. Side retired. Hillers make some noise after two out, but can't cash in. No runs, a hit, two left on. We played five. Your score, Latrobe 4, Trinity 1, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Sean Gray went to home plate umpire. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change. Looks like Finley Hahn going to come on to pitch. Did not get the...
Pitcher went to first.
All right, so defensive switch between Ray and Hahn. Matty Ray now playing first base. Finley Hahn coming on to pitch. Ray on the hook. Five innings. Has allowed four runs, three earned. Latrobe with six hits off the freshman. Did not walk a batter. And struck out four. Finley Hahn comes on here to take over in the top of the sixth. Let me run back through those numbers one more time for Ray. Again, five innings, four runs, and three of them earned. The final run of the fourth was unearned. Got six hits. And no walks. Nope, I'm sorry. I had a walk to begin with, and I wiped it out. Indeed, first batter of the game walked. So one walk and four strikeouts. Finley Hahn on now to try to slam the door and give the Hillers bats a chance again. First pitch here in the sixth to Maya McHugh. Misses low for a ball. On deals, strike called right at the top of the strike zone. McHugh 0 for 2 in the game. Right after the Balco home run, McHugh hit the ground ball that Seitz mishandled, and eventually she was forced, but the batter that forced her reached base and came around to score the third run of that Latrobe fourth inning. Now 1 and 2 to Maya McHugh. I think for the Hillers, you can't do anything about not scoring while you're in the field. Swing and a miss. And down on strikes goes Maya McHugh. One out here in the sixth. Sarah Blossy comes to the plate now. Blossy bunts it in the air, gets down foul and rolls to the dugout gate. Blossy 0 for 2 in the game. Ground to short and hit into a force play. That to third baseman Seitz. Breaking ball outside for a ball. Young Trinity team defending WPIL champions. A little bit of a hill to climb. Soft liner, going to get over second baseman Christie and into center field. Seventh hit of the game for Latrobe. A little soft serve there. One out single for Blossy. Cronenwetter comes to the plate. She had a screaming line drive just out of the reach of Christie. Check swing went around. On the off-speed pitch, strike one. The schedule tomorrow is not what we hope for, but it is a busy one, no question about it. Off-speed pitch right at the top of the zone, 0-2 now to Cronenwetter. Twice has hit the ball to the right side. Pitch in the turf, nicely blocked by Zawacki, 1-2. Grounded out to second in the second, and again that screaming line drive. Off-speed pitch, beat back to the pitcher, and Hahn threw to second with nobody there to cover. With one out, you want to take that out. The throw actually hit the runner, Blossy. Middle infielders Suhoski and Christie late to the party, and the Hillers get nobody. Fielder's choice. One of those plays you want to charge an error, but there's no error. She tried to make a play, and even if really I think even if Suhoski or Christie's there, they're not going to get the out anyway. But that's a play that you want to take the out at first. So now two on, and that brings up Macy McHugh. Shows bunt, puts it down, throw to first. Nice pick by Christie. A low throw by Zawacki, but the mistake on the ground ball brings the top of the order to the plate with runners at second and third and two out. So Blossy to third, Cronenwetter to second. And Miley Williams, roller, sights, little trouble getting it out of the glove. Base hit, infield single. And a slow hit as that was. I don't know if she gets it, if she fields it, you know, picks it cleanly. Infield single for Williams pushes the margin now to 5-1. The runners at first and third now. And Maddie Manchinsky comes to the plate. Second hit of the inning. Grounder sights, comes on quickly. Fields and throws to retire the side, but not before Latrobe adds another run on two hits, two left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now Latrobe 5, Trinity 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Heading to the bottom part of the Trinity batting order, a very quiet team meeting over at the Trinity dugout. You know, sometimes young teams, you know, you make a mistake and it multiplies then. Hillers have not played the cleanest game, but offensively they just struggled to get even solid contact. And only the one run across. Down 5-1. We get everything squared away. 6, 7, 8 hitters due up. Emma Starr to lead off. She has the only Trinity run. Was hit by a pitch. That's something Kayla Williams has done three times. Now check that, four times in the game. Four hit batters, two walks, only two Trinity hits in the game. Starr leads off, crowds the plate, works up in front of the plate, front of the batter's box, takes the first pitch in the turf, ball one. Trinity, the only Washington or Greene County team in this 5A bracket. Only Cannon McMillan in the 6A bracket, and nobody in the 4A bracket from the two-county area. Pitch off the mark, two balls and no strikes to Emma Starr. And now Sean Gray going to use his offensive conference. You only get one of those a half inning. It's two balls and no strikes to the leadoff batter. I'm probably just going to yell whatever it is I wanted to do. But I never won a WPIL championship. 2-0, and maybe she was given the green light to swing away. Fouled it up onto the hill, thinking that perhaps Williams was going to groove something. And hit it hard. Star right on that pitch, fouled it straight back up onto the bank. And now the count, two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch outside. Hillers need base runners, but they need more than base runners. They've had plenty of those. Seven have been stranded so far. Three balls, one strike. Pitch to Star. Fly ball to right. Playing in was Miley Williams, and the left-handed right fielder makes the catch. One out. Underneath that letter high pitch. Hit it the other way, but up in the air for the first out. That'll bring up Emily Hassan. Hassan 0 for 2. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Also a grounder to short in her two at-bats. Takes a pitch low for a ball. Trinity beat Latrobe last year in the quarterfinals. On the way to the WPIL championship and a trip to the state tournament. Latrobe trying to eliminate the defending titleists here in the opening round. Two Hopper to short or second base. And Hassan retired by Macy McHugh. They make that a one-hopper. McHugh handles that, easily throws ahead of the runner. Nina Christie, freshman second baseman, drove in the Hillers' only run with a two-out single in the fourth. Christie 1 for 2 in the game. Kayla Williams pitching with a 5-1 lead. First pitch. This is wide for ball one. Latrobe dugout wanted that pitch. Christie ready. Now Williams is ready. Pitch below the knees. 2-0. Christie trying to get on base, however she can. Trinity down 5-1. Ball skied to right. Once again, Miley Williams with room and time. And the side retired. The Hillers retired in order in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Latrobe 5, Trinity 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
3-4-5 due up for Latrobe. 9-1-2 when we get to the bottom of the seventh inning. Hillers will need at least four to extend the ball game. Trinity 4-2 in the last six. Latrobe 3-3 in their last six. Somebody's season is ending today. First pitch to pitcher Kayla Williams, taken low for ball one. Williams has had a day. 2 for 3, single, double, RBI. Pitch missing inside, apparently. Two balls and no strikes. Finley Hahn working her second inning of relief, touched up for a run on two hits in the sixth. But really the mistake that she made fielding a ball back to her, trying to get the out at second base instead of taking the second out at first. Drop ball in for a called strike to Williams, 2-1 now. In addition to the two hits and the RBI, Williams courtesy runner, Gabby Cunningham, scored a run. Grounded to third, Remy Seitz handles that cleanly. Change up, beat into the ground, and Williams retired easily across the diamond. Corinne Wright stands in 0-for-3 in the four spot in the batting order. A couple of looking strikeouts and a fly out to left. Now a soft pop-up to right field. Coming on is Emma Starr to make the catch for the second out. Another off-speed pitch there from Hahn. And Wright fooled by it. This lazy pop-up to right. Here comes Maddie Balco, who broke the scoreless string. Top of the fourth inning, a two-run home run. Tapper foul. It's her only hit of the game. Big high fly ball, two-run home run. Just over the fence, beyond the reach of left fielder Riley Vienick. Otherwise, Balco has grounded out to third baseman Seitz twice. Ball ripped between the third base bag and the coach's box. 0-2 the count now. At one point in the game, Maddie Ray had retired 9 straight batters. That's from the three-hitter in the first inning. Ball ripped to left center. Gets over Vienick to the fence. Throw into second on a relay, not in time. Double for Balco. She hit that ball a long way and not too far from the spot where she homered. Just not enough lift on this one. But a ringing double to left center. And now Maya McHugh to bat. McHugh is 0-for-3 in the game. That double on an 0-2 pitch. Just don't want anything certainly that hittable on 0-2. First pitch to Maya McHugh in for a strike. Hahn rocks and deals. Change up, drops in for strike two. Maya McHugh, a junior for the Wildcats, 0-2 pitch. Beat on the ground, through the runner to the shortstop, played by Suhoski on to first to end the inning. Wildcats, no runs, a hit, and one more left on. We go to the seventh, bottom of the seventh for Trinity. Latrobe 5, Trinity 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
9-1-2 due up for Trinity, but they'll need a lot more than that. The Hillers need 4 runs to extend the season and continue defense of their WPIL championship. Kayla Williams has gone the distance for Latrobe. To this point, 2 hits allowed. Has walked 2 and hit 4 other batters. The Hillers just have not been able to make the senior right-hander pay. First pitch in for a strike to Maddie Ray. Ray 0-for-2 in the game, a strikeout and hit into a force play. Williams deals. Pitch misses outside. Ray Another one, and just a freshman. But a couple of batters in this Trinity lineup that really need somebody to keep them stepping into the box and not down that line. Ray wide open, wave and a miss, and she's now in a 1-2 hole. I mentioned the young team and a couple of starting freshmen. And this game is not easy. 1-2, swing and a miss. And the fourth strikeout now for Kayla Williams. That's her first strikeout since the second. I'm going to get a defensive timeout and a trip to the mound. Are we gonna take the ball from Kayla Williams? Indeed they are. So Kayla Williams, nope. I'm wondering if that strikeout's a milestone strikeout. That may have been what that was. Back to the top of the order. Hillers, two outs to work with, need four runs. Allie Krenzlak stands in, 0 for 2 plus a walk in the game today. Waves and misses at the first pitch that was off the edge. Not seen a lot of bad swings today, but we've seen a couple in the last two plate appearances. Five straight retired since the Hillers got two on with two out. Krenzlak fouls one off through the third base coach's box. In the fifth inning, Trinity down at that point 4-1. Two out, got a single and a hit batter, but five straight outs since then. And Latrobe added a run to the lead. Off-speed pitch misses low and away. A ball and two strikes. Williams gets the number signal from the dugout, checks the wristband, brings the 1-2. Soft liner dies in front of the shortstop McHugh. The throw to first, not in time. That second hop cost Maya McHugh. And a one-out single puts Krenzlak aboard. Just the third hit of the game for Trinity. That brings up Finley Hahn. One out here on the bottom of the seventh. Hillers down 5-1. Latrobe willing to trade bases. At this point, even runs for outs. First pitch to Hahn is a tapper foul. Hahn 0-2. Each of the first four batters have free bases. Krenzlak walked. Hahn was hit by a pitch. Suhoski walked. Seitz hit by a pitch twice. Ball popped up. That's going to drift out of play. Foul on top of the roof of the first base dugout. And now Finley Hahn in an 0-2 hole. Runner at first for Trinity and one out here on the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 0-2 way outside. Pitch exactly where Kayla Williams wanted to throw that. Try to get Hahn to chase. One and two. Right-hander deals. Hahn takes that one in the dirt. 2-2 now. Get another 4A score in. And number 11, Blackhawk, has beaten number 6, Bell Vernon, 7-5. 2-2 tapper foul. Good cut by Hahn. Talked a moment ago about bad swings, but good cut there. Just got enough of it to stay alive. Again, two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Hahn. Pulled foul. Kick save by Sean Gray in the third base box. Three hits today so far for Trinity. Nina Christie, RBI single with two out in the fourth. Two out single for Hannah Suhoski in the fifth. One out single for Allie Krenzlak here in the seventh. 2-2 pitch to the plate, way outside, ball three. Good at bat here by Finley Hahn. He's behind in the count early, and now he's been able to, with a good eye and a couple of foul taps, to stay alive and work the count full. Here's the 3-2 pitch, lifted foul way up on the bank behind first base and out of play. Winner of this game gets the winner of tonight's West Allegheny Fox Chapel game on Wednesday. Sights and times to be announced sometime tomorrow. 3-2 pitch. Hahn takes ball four. That pitch in off the plate. And now two on with one out. That is the third walk of the game allowed by Kayla Williams. Runner for the pitcher. This is Cassidy Arthur, courtesy runner. Again, because Hahn is now the pitcher, she's entitled to a courtesy runner. Hannah Suhoski comes to the plate. Been an interesting battle between Suhoski and Williams. Two at-bats ago, seven or eight pitch at-bat. Suhoski with multiple foul balls on pitches away and then got jammed and popped up to short. This time, hard fastball away, fouled off. Good cut by Suhoski. Tying run in the on-deck circle for Trinity. Again, completely enclosed playing surface here, so that foul ball that went screaming down in the left field corner ended up getting played back in, so a little delay here. No balls in one strike. Suhoski, one for two, has a base hit, also drew a walk, takes a pitch away here for a ball. First team All-State a year ago. Has six home runs, but if you're Trinity, I'm not sure you want the home run this minute. Off-speed pitch up and in. That was up around the bill of the cap. Certainly you want a three-run home run, but they always used to talk about three-run homer as a rally killer. You know, just want to keep people on base and keep pressure on the pitcher if you can. Kayla Williams just wants to get out of this. 2-1, swing and a miss. Suhoski chased the pitch outside. Now two balls and two strikes. Two on and one out, bottom of the seventh inning. Again, the Hillers need four runs before two more out. Williams gets the sign, 2-2. Suhoski strokes it down the left field line, but tailing well, foul. Just tried to poke something down the line. Stays alive with that foul ball. Runners reset. Krenzlak at second. Arthur, the courtesy runner, at first. Williams checks the wristband. Here comes the 2-2. Tapper to the right side. Second baseman able to grab it. Flip to first for the out. Two down now. Krenzlak and Arthur advance 60 feet. But the Hillers down to their final out now. Remy Seitz comes to the plate. Sites 0 for 1, couple of times hit by a pitch, swings at the first pitch, fouls it off, almost went to the water fountain right beside us. Went spinning up and over and almost right into my lap. Sites retired on an outstanding play by second baseman Macy McHugh. 0-1 fouled off. It almost went the same place. No balls and two strikes now to Trinity third baseman Remy Seitz. The Hiller season on the line now. Runners at second and third and two out. Down 5-1. No balls, two strikes. The count to Seitz. Williams pitch misses outside for a ball. Sawacki waits on deck. Star in the hole. Hiller's hope to get at least one of them to the plate. Williams looks into catcher Munchinski, winds and deals, swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. Two strikeouts in the seventh for Kayla Williams. The Hillers get two on one hit, a walk, and two left on base. The season comes to an end for the Trinity Hillers, and for the Latrobe Wildcats, it's on to the quarterfinals. There'll be a new champion in 5A softball this year. We'll tell you how that came about when we come back on our postgame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Join the Washington County Bar Association and Keep Our Republic on Tuesday, May 14th from 7 till 8:30 p.m. for a vital community conversation on trust in our elections. This free nonpartisan event will take place at the Hilton Garden Inn in South Point. Hear former Governor Tom Corbett, retired federal judge Tim Lewis, and your Washington County commissioners speak on election integrity. To register, email events at keepourrepublic.org. Don't miss out on this important discussion.
Back at Montour, the Greater Latrobe Wildcats move on to the quarterfinals by way of a 5-1 win over the Trinity Hillers here this afternoon. Let's recap the way it happened. We went scoreless to the fourth, leadoff single for Kayla Williams in the fourth after a strikeout. Maddie Balko with a fly ball, two-run home run to left that, as it turned out, gave Latrobe all they would need. They would go on to add an unearned run later in that fourth inning, an RBI double for Sammy Cronenwetter to push the margin to 3-0. Trinity got a run in the bottom of the fourth inning, turned out to be their only run. After one out, Emma Starr hit by a pitch, stole second, went to third on a ground out, and scored on Nina Christie's RBI single. Top of the fifth, the Wildcats got that run right back. Leadoff single for Miley Williams. Went to second on a wild pitch. Sacrificed to third and scored on Kayla Williams' RBI double to make it 4-1. And then the final run of the game in the top of the sixth. After one out, Sarah Blossy singled. Went to a second on a fielder's choice. A ball back to the circle. That the throw was made to second, really not a chance to get it out there, but the fielder's choice let both runners be safe. McHugh with a sacrifice bunt to move the runners, and Miley Williams with an RBI single to score Blossy to set the final score at 5-1. So I have to check the totals in the game, but coming up when we come back, time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our player of the game goes to Greater Latrobe's Matty Balco, the five-hitter, two-run home run in the fourth inning. Turned out to be all the runs that that Latrobe would need. They would add on to that and build the lead up to eventually our final score of 5-1. But Balco, with that big blast, broke the scoreless tie, and the Wildcats never trailed again. Do want to tip of the cap to their starting pitcher, Kayla Williams. Outstanding work today in the circle. Seven innings, one run, three hits. Did hit four batters and walk three more, but you know, when you only give up three hits and you can kind of scatter the rest of that out, you can survive. And a couple of strikeouts in that final inning, five in the ball game for Kayla Williams to get the win. But Latrobe Bobcats go on. They even their record at 10-10 and move on to the quarterfinals. Trinity season comes to an end. No WPIL championship repeat for the Hillers and no trip to the state tournament. Trinity season finishes at 11-6. Been kind of a roller coaster ride this year for the Hillers, and it finishes on a dip as Trinity finishes at 11-6 today. Other scores that we have in the bracket, very quickly, I don't believe that anything else has been triggered in, but we know that number 8, Connellsville, co-champions with Trinity in Section 4, a winner over Plum, 9-4. Number 2, North Hills, got by number 15, Mars, 9-8. And number 10, Thomas Jefferson, a winner over the 7-seed South Fayette, 6-4. Greater Latrobe moves to the quarters. We'll take on the winner of the West Allegheny-Fox Chapel game, scheduled to get underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Today's game here on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on wasjeff.edu. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Our coverage of the WPIO playoffs continues tomorrow afternoon. We've got a 3A 8-9 matchup, McGuffey taking on York, that game at Norwin. Coverage on WJPA AM 1450 and online begins at 4:45. We'll be audio only tomorrow. Thanks to both head coaches, Sean Gray and Bob Cavalson, both athletic directors, and to Lucero and his crew here at Montour. For our Washington studio producer, Jacob Knisner, floor director, Jason Tennant, and Brett Gambito on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the 5A softball opening round, your final score, Greater Latrobe 5, Trinity 1. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.